Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing the three pillars of vacancy. Why? Because it's very relevant right now. The past 2 years have been some of the easiest times to lease an apartment in the history of leasing apartments. Period. Now, interest rates are up. What does that mean? Economy is softening. There's probably not as much to let's say no irrational exuberance going on right now. It was crazy. People were throwing money at us. Hey, can we just rent an apartment from you? We'll take whatever you have. That has changed. Okay. Property managers have had a rude awakening and now need to get back to selling and providing value for and to prospective residents. So gone are the days of sight unseen, and I'll take whatever you have available. Now, today, guess what? We got G Daddy here, and he's going to break down the three pillars of vacancy for us. Take it away, sir.
Mr. Stenziano, I don't want to say that those days are gone, but you remember how much rent has
they're lessening.
Well, Jake, they've gone up so much in the last 2 years. Yeah. Rents have gone up in some markets 40% in the last 2 years. So it's not like they're gone. It's just back to reality. A $700 apartment
for a two-bedroom. It feels normal again.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's just an
everyday showing
thing.
Up saying, can I see the apartment? Versus before they're saying, the YouTube page will be fine. Take it.
Let's get to the three pillars. All right? The first one is condition. If you're not renting your apartment, well, what's the condition of the apartment? Is it in good shape? Did you do your walkthrough? Did you do your inspection? Is it up to snuff? I mean, do you have scuff marks on the wall? Are the appliances working? Is the air conditioner working? Whatever
that
looks like.
How does it look compared to the competition? Right?
Yes. And Jake, what would you say about showing an apartment that isn't up to snuff, or hey, I'm rehabbing or I'm turning this apartment right now? Would you show that to a prospective resident?
It's something we don't like to do, but we've done it before if the person is pushing for it. And so you try to be accommodating to folks. And here's the problem with it, gang. The person's going to say, I can see past this stuff. I've done construction work before and remodeling. I'm telling you, the minute they get in there and they see the walls haven't been painted yet, and maybe there's still a little bit of an odor from the previous resident, it has an impact on their perception. So if you can get away from doing it, I highly recommend it. But sometimes you need to be accommodating as well, and you roll the dice.
That's a great point. And I'm just speaking about the condition of the interior. What if your property in the exterior isn't up to snuff? If that resident pulls in and sees Chernobyl in the parking lot, or has shutters hanging down, or has grass growing out of the gutter, that condition is going to hold you back from renting, because for
you answered your own question there.
Right? It's the first three seconds you have that feeling, and it's like, I'm not going to get out of my car to look at it. So if you're having problems renting your apartment right now in this market, take a hard look at yourself. Take a hard look at your property and take a look at the condition.
Hey, we send secret shoppers out. We have internal folks that are auditing our grounds, and the reason we do it is because it matters, to Gino's point. If you're pulling up and you're prospective resident and things look like shit, what's going on in your mind? Oh my goodness, I can only imagine what the interior is going to be like.
So. And before we get to the second one, I want to share a story with everybody. And this goes to customer service and what Jake says, the feeling. I went into Kia yesterday to drop my car off to get serviced.
The family wagon.
No,
huh?
It was my daughter's actually. And it wasn't. And the problem is when you're first going into a place like that, you don't want to do it. You need to do it. So you're already, it's like going to the dentist's office. You're already pissed off that you got to go to this place and spend a couple of grand on a car that you know it's depreciating, but you got to fix it, especially because it's my daughter's car. So I'll do anything that I need to do. So I walk in right away in the morning. I go there and they've got a couple of things and they're like, okay, Mr. Barber, we'll send you on your way home. They didn't give me a loaner car. So I had to drop my daughter off, had to go, drop her off with the car and bring her home.
It's not like taking the Mercedes in, huh, Gino?
So 45 minutes out of my life already. I'm already a little annoyed at that. I get home. I get a text. Additional services. Would you pick up the damn phone and call me and say, hey, Mr. Barbaro, I'm going to bend you over a little bit and I'm going to give you a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
And we're going to take a tip too.
And the other thing that really pissed me off about it, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're doing the brake pads, don't call me up and say, oh, I recommend you flushing the brake fluid. When he called me up, he says, yeah, we should do that all the time. Why didn't you tell me there that morning? I feel if that's an upsell.
Bait and switch, yeah.
So I had to do it. And, oh, by the tires are getting on. So we really recommend the wheel alignment. Well, why didn't you tell me that in the morning? So I'm pissed off about that as well. And the handle, my daughter's handle came off. So I'm fine. Had to fix that. I know it was a 5-minute thing, but they're going to bang me for $160 an hour labor. At Key, $160 an hour. Let's not go there. All right. I know there's inflation. So when you're complaining about your, you know, apartment, how much the rent has gone for the apartment, how much it costs to fix a Kia. So I'm already pissed off. The day goes by. It's 4:30. No one's called me. I call up. Hey, Jimmy, what's going on, bro? Car ready yet? Leave a message. No one picked up at the service department. And I saw how many orders there were yesterday because I looked at the clipboard. There was maybe 12 or 15. So he didn't call me back. So I'm pissed off about that. All right. And he calls me back, leaves me a message. Hey, Mr. Barber, the car is ready. Okay. Get in the car, drive to Kia. I see the car out there. The handle's missing on the car. I'm with my wife.
It's like dangling down.
It's not even there, bro. I don't want to get any F-bombs. And oh, by the way, it's still dirty. They didn't wash the car. They said they're going to wash the car. So I walk in. I'm like, bro, where's Jimmy? I don't know. I said, the car handle's there. It's not there. Oh, we didn't get it in. It's going to take another 2 or 3 days. Okay, can you take it off? Dude. You're still charging me for the car handle. Car handle, take it off the bill. Okay, go to the car. The guy walks me out to the car. It's, you know, customer service. He walks me to the car. I get in the car.
Did you Dukes of Hazzard it? Did you fly in through the window? Is that how you get into it now?
Dude, it was open, but I look in this. There's no keys. I'm like, where are the keys? So I walk back into the store. I say, bro, where are the keys?
These guys are losers, huh? Holy
shit. And the keys, he's looking all over the place for the keys, him and another guy. He's got to go. And he finally calls somebody. He goes, oh, they're in the guy's toolbox. So I'm like, what a bunch of toolboxes these guys are. So they went to get the keys. And I finally, and he goes, you want me to wash the car? I'm like, dude, I've spent 2 hours. If I bill you for my time, you have to pay me to drop to fix the car here. So I finally get the car. I pull out. Now, I'm sorry that I went on this entire rant, but do you see what could happen about the condition of your place where it's unprofessional? The customer service is terrible. They never really said sorry. Jimmy should have called back up this morning and said, hey, Mr. Barbaro, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. I saw they didn't do this job. I saw they didn't wash your car. Here's a $20 gift certificate to get your car washed anywhere. I wouldn't have even wanted it, but just to acknowledge it. And that's what I think all multifamily operators need to
do. You just want them to know that they suck, right? Acknowledge that you suck and you're not up to snuff here.
Yeah,
right?
And really say sorry that, you know, you spent $2,000 here on a Kia. I mean, granted, the car's 5 years old. I get it and all. But at least say, you know what? We dropped the ball. We didn't wash the car. The car handle's not in. Can I come pick the car up? Whatever. I would say to them, come pick the car up since you didn't have it. Bring it to your shop. It's going to be literally an hour's time out of your thing. If you want to bill me for whatever, but that's not the point. My whole point to the story is if you're in business, it's all about the relationship. There's another story, Jake, real quick, and it's about restaurant and that other customer service or customer experience. I was listening to it on YouTube, and this guy had a 5-star restaurant in New York City, and he overheard customers talking about they wanted to experience the New York hot dog. So what did this guy do? He ran out of his restaurant, ran down the street, went to a hot dog stand, got a hot dog, came back, cut it up into little pieces and put on different plates, put a little ketchup and a little mustard and brought it out to them as like a little appetizer, hors d'oeuvre kind of thing. They freaked out about this.
Can you imagine how cool that would be? Yeah.
But it's all about the and what he says with the restaurant that I didn't understand when I had one, it's not really about the food per se. Obviously, you need to have good food, but it's about the experience. It's about making people feel as if they belong and making them feel as if you want them in your establishment. So he checked all those boxes. He heard them. They were heard. They had an experience with the place. They felt like they wanted to be there. They're part of a community. And that's what I think all business owners, whether you're in multifamily trying to help residents into their apartment homes, or you're a restaurateur, or you're Kia, just pretend you want your customer to be there if you don't want to, or don't be in business, because you're in business not to make money at the end of the week. You're in business to provide a service and to create value for the customer who's coming in there. And we often forget about it. That's why we're trying to wrap this up with these three pillars here, the condition and the customer experience. That all comes hand in hand. And I just wanted to share those two stories because they really touched upon me these last couple of days of how we're always trying to excel, whether it's at Jake and Gino or whether our apartments, we have to put our customers first and how to try to figure out how to solve problems for them, Jake.
Yeah. And the last two guys here, the marketing. Okay. Again, the last couple of years, marketing, not that big of a deal. You post something up there, you have a basic apartments.com ad, fine. Now it's very imperative. You want to get the good cameras. You want to get in there. You want to have the property tours. You want to have that stuff on YouTube. You want to have, you know, the availability to be found on Google. These are the things that are going to move the needle, and they're very important, and they need to be constantly updated and refreshed. And then the third one is the price. Now, price is starting to get a little sensitive right now. Are you going to be able to hold the line with your market rate increases? Is there going to be a pullback in rents? And it's the wintertime, so you're in the tough trenches of the leasing season. Now, I want to give you a 3.1 here as well, and this falls in line with price and its location. Location is going to be a reflection of the price, okay? So you might think those are different, but ultimately, the location's a reflection of the price. If you're in a bad location, people don't want it. That's going to be reflected in your price, and that's a very important thing to realize.
I love that you say that, Jake, and there's nothing you can do about location. Once you have the apartment, you bought the apartment, you may not have bought it right, but if you're not renting it, you got to drop the price. You either got to get your marketing up to snuff and spend more money in marketing, or you've either got to fix the property and make the condition of that property much more amenable to the resident. And I just want to thank everyone listening to me to let me vent.
This was therapy story for Gino today.
And it really was. And I'll tell you one thing. This is all residents want to do at the end of the day. When they come into the office, they just want to vent about their problems. It's not about the hot water heater not working for a couple of hours. For me, if they just called up and acknowledged that they screwed up, and I would have been like, okay, guys, I get it. It's post-COVID. It's December 26th, the day after Christmas. I get it. Not everyone's up to snuff. But the acknowledgement of them taking my money, them overcharging me, and them making me feel that way, that really comes down to what Jake wants to talk about. Being the Chick-fil-A of apartments. That's not how we would act if we'd be the Chick-fil-A of apartments. And I think that's not the way that anyone wants to act towards their customers. So to me, I took it as that, and I'm thinking of how I can make my business.
If they overcharge you with a smile and they're organized about it and they're getting back to you promptly, you feel okay.
There's value in that though, Jake, isn't there? I mean, you can, hey dude, why are you paying $1,000 for an Apple phone? You're getting overcharged. The product is not that great, but hey, they've got a great customer experience. You go into that store, they're bouncing around, they help you out, they're really happy, they love their product, and you overpay for the product. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're spot on. So, gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's G Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.